Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. Hey, hey, here you go. It's a free view of my latest Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Ben and I get in together once a week. We sit here and have a hell of a time, man. It's really a lot of fun. Week 11 in the books. I've got the free view of it right now. Enjoy the first 20, 25 minutes or so of it. And there you go. I'd like to make that available for you. And if you like it, you think it's worth it, then hell, throw $5 at me, okay? And then you can get it uninterrupted on Patreon, $5 or $10 a month for that. And if not, I just thank you for the time. Thank you very much. So there you go. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's where you can get the full show plus a ton of other material that I post on there. A tremendous amount to list. So, you know, even if you just try it out for the 1 month, okay? Yeah, you're out $5 or $10, but I'm going to give you so much content. You're bound to love something. And there you go. And if not, then, okay, you wipe it out, say, forget it, Zane. It's just not worth it. It's not happening, man. Then at least you know you tried. And you're really helping us out here behind the scenes at the Eric Zane Show podcast household. Keeping the lights on and the puppies fed. That's all we worry about right here. Okay, so there you go. Enjoy this, and we'll talk to you down the road. Patreon.com/Eric Zane for more information. That one's on.
Yeah,
that,
all right.
That group, that's okay. This one right here. These folks. So that's the freebie. And then... Yeah. Oh, we're so happening.
Live on everything?
Yep. We got this down now, man. Remember when we first started? This is our 11th episode.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if you look back on that first one, it was just a shit show.
Yeah.
God, it's, I talked about that on my podcast today about a learning curve with you. Because this is now 11 weeks. Wow. This is our 11th week doing this. And back in the radio days,
yeah,
that's just 2 weeks of work, you know? Is that good? You want me to... I turned down your mic so that it doesn't... And then you can do it that way, not worry about... There you go. Yeah. How's that?
That's good.
That's good?
That's perfect.
That's
yes.
Good for you?
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, when you're doing radio, 2 weeks of work, and that's the amount of time that you're working
right
together doing chemistry.
Yeah. That's
but
crazy.
It takes you 2.5 months
when you're doing
to get
it
the
once
same,
a week.
Yeah. And it's harder the way we're doing it because, you know, when you sit down for one spell and then all that time passes.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bitch. I figure that we'll be good at this in about 11 or 12 years.
Right. That sounds good. Well, plus with radio being not only is it every day, but it's also, you know, 3-4 hours a day. Instead
right
of just
yeah
one and a half.
I've been farting around on some of the radio podcasts almost like, so this could possibly be like a review. We can start the show with the review of some of the things. I've listened to three local radio shows and podcasts from, because they, what they do is they take the radio show, and then they post it as a podcast, which is what we used to do for years on Freebird, which isn't really a podcast. It's a recording of your radio show for people to hear in that atmosphere. So it's, you know, I like listening to what other people are up to.
Okay.
And I'm going to start with this one. I heard the damnedest thing and I felt so bad. Okay. And this is Jackie Green and Rachel Gray, who are both friends of ours.
Yes, I love them
and
both.
And honestly, two of the most attractive people that have ever walked the earth. I mean, these two are just spectacular in many, many ways. They're just beautiful people and just the friendliest, nicest people that you'll ever meet.
Yeah, I've always had a crush on both.
Yeah, they're just great. You know, they just make you feel good. They're always laughing and enjoying life and having a good time. And all right, so there's that. So that probably puts you at ease because if I hadn't said nice things about them, you might have been thinking that I was about to call them nasty names or something. No, that's why there's Michelle McCormick.
Oh, God. Of course.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Anyway.
Goodness.
So I'm listening and... the way they do it on Hot FM, is every single segment is like an additional, like how you know if you were to go to Balls Out with Ben Glaze and Brett Hayes, each episode would show up,
right?
Well, they post every single segment, as another clip,
right? Yeah, okay? I used to be a subscriber to their podcast,
okay?
And so yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
All right. Well, what caught my eye was it said something to the along the lines of Jackie has a personal moment.
Okay.
You don't know about this.
No, I don't.
So I'm like, well, I'm interested in that, which, you know, if you're posting something when it comes to titles.
Yeah.
As soon as you put something like that down, that's going to some. That's a good thing. That's like a trick, you know.
Right. Yeah.
That's why, like, when you post your podcast. You want to write like, I rape a pig or something like that. Or
something interesting.
Say something really bizarre. I don't know. Make it up. The Pope is dead.
Jeez. Yeah. Something that's a really good attention grabber.
Yeah. You know, I think that's important. If you hook them that way, because I mean, out of all the things they did, I don't remember anything else that I saw, but I remember that one.
Okay.
So I clicked on it. I go, all right, what's going on here? Well, she talked, and she went at great lengths to, she's got a problem. And I really felt bad for her because she actually started to cry because she got upset. She described that she doesn't feel like she's doing a good job keeping the house clean.
This got her so upset that she cried?
Yeah. Well, the reason why is because her daughter was involved. She had this sweet daughter.
Yeah.
And she is coming to grips with the fact that she's spread too thin and doing too much shit.
Okay.
And she can't clean her house.
And I'm
like, motherfucker, I'd cry too. I mean, to be fair, I've been at my wit's end too. And I'm like, shit. And I usually just have a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that this is important. Out of all the things I listen to, this is the best thing I listen to because it really stuck with me. It isn't so much that I could relate or not relate, but she was like really hanging it out there, you know, really important.
Yeah.
So she talked about how, the cat had pissed all over. This cat is an asshole, okay? This cat's pissing all over the place, which is a fucking nightmare, let me tell you.
Thank God. Yeah, I've never... our cat does not... He's never peed on anything.
Yeah.
Even if, like, company stays over, he won't pee on my clothes or anything like that.
God bless her. She's had no problem with this cat.
Okay.
But this cat, for some reason, has got a bug up his ass.
Yeah.
And he starts pissing on, like mementos of the daughter. Like, she did all these nice, kid did all these nice drawings at home, at school, and mom didn't put it in a safe spot, so the cat took a piss on it.
Gotta laminate those things.
So I'm like, oh, God, fuck, shit, man. Oh. So, and then this all happens to the poor Jackie at once, where, like, in one big fell swoop, she finds cat piss schoolwork. And then there's, like, a blanket. It's full of piss. And then the kid gets into bed. You know it had impact with me because I know everything. I got it all up here.
Yeah,
it's a great
exactly.
fucking bit. The kid gets into bed. And she goes, "Mommy, why is my bed wet?"
Oh, no.
These are Jackie's words.
Yeah.
She goes, "What? What the fuck?" She goes in there, and there's the cat has pissed in the bed. And then Jackie's mad at herself because she didn't put down a plastic mattress cover, which you do typically on little kids' beds.
Yeah, if the kid's going to do it.
Oh, man, that would have helped, but no way. Now the mattress is ruined, so she's... Now she's
just slip
like,
it over.
Not a bad idea. Dry that thing out. So now she's up to here. You know, she gets up to here, her head's going to explode. She goes, "All right, kid, I'll put you in my bed," or something like that. And then in the description, she's describing her bed. And I guess, I don't know. Something happened with the mattress pad. It pulled back and it revealed that it was messy or something. And then the kid said, "Mommy, why is your bed so gross?" Or something like that. So this was it. Now this is it. She's like, and now it's on, man. And she got really bummed out about that. And so then she admits that, and I only listened up to this point. I didn't listen to the whole thing.
Okay.
But she then had this revelation that she's got to do a better job in the upkeep and the cleanliness of the home. And I was like, son of a bitch, this is, you know, it sounds silly to bring it up like this, but I was like, fuck, man, I can absolutely relate to that. And that was the first time that I've listened to anything really that I was like all in. I was like, holy shit, I can't believe that fucking cat did that. Son of a bitch.
So, yeah, that's good radio.
I was like, all right, now we're talking. It was really, really good. This was not so good.
Oh, no.
So, and I actually reached out to Greg Freebeer about this today.
Okay.
Today I did. Because I found an old picture. Sorry, there's a hair.
No,
on
that's
this,
okay.
And it's driving me crazy. I found an old picture of Eric, Greg, all of us, Eric, Greg, Chris, Joe, and a listener. And I sent it to Greg, and I said it was titled Vindicated. And I wrote, I remember getting destroyed because I did this. And what it was Joe and Hot Wings had gear on, a hoodie, that said Free Beer and Hot Wings on it.
Okay.
Now, years... had passed, and I was at one of those stupid radio conventions, those morning radio things that I fucking hated going to. I hated those things so much.
Boot camp.
Oh, God, did I hate those things. And I was wearing a shirt, Freebird Hot Wings hoodie, and one of the radio hosts was up there, and he's talking. I don't know what the fuck they were talking about, but at some point they said, "Yeah, man, it's kind of like you... radio people don't wear your own gear. You look like an idiot if you wear your own gear." And I can feel all the eyes look at me, and I'm like, uh-oh. And my ears get hot, and I got beat up pretty good, and so I was murdered on the air. Yeah, absolutely. So I found this picture with me and those guys, and Hot Wings and Joe had their gear on, and I went, ha, vindicated. So I sent it to him.
Nice.
Then I busted him about this because this moment actually happened on the air, and I about shit my pants the other day. Do you remember? Okay, now I'll just jump to what Hot Wings said. They're doing this deal. They do this thing where they call it around the room.
Yes. It's your favorite thing on their show, isn't it?
I don't like it. I don't care for it at all. But that's not my business. But for me personally, I don't like it. At all. Chris said something that made me go, well, he's dead. He's going to get murdered.
Really?
Over this, because as soon as the guys, as soon as he gets done talking, they're gonna annihilate
based him.
Over, yeah. And so this is how it went. Hello, I'm Chris, and it's been a while since we've had Celestial Excitement. Now, Celestial Excitement, yeah. That is a mock. That's a joke. That was brought up because I would constantly bring up things about the moon and the stars God. And shit like that, and I'd get killed. Is that true or is that not true?
One of the funniest segments I can remember from the show was the moon was there and then the moon was gone.
Okay.
Like, wasn't it like clouds like were painted over it or something like that?
You remember it. Thank you. And you've led me up perfectly.
Okay.
Because I thought about that particular moment.
All right.
When Chris said this. Well, so anyway, now I'm going to do the Hot Wings voice because I invented the fucking Hot Wings voice, too. I did that, too. Well, so anyway, so I was driving around, and there was a crescent moon in the sky.
Okay.
And it was low. It was on the setting side. It wasn't on the rising side. It was on the setting side. And I was setting, and the crescent moon was actually luminous in like an orange-red way because of the... sun setting, and so there was setting, and it was very fantastic looking. And he tells this very long Hot Wing style, like long, and not the Reader's Digest version about how great the moon looked, which is exactly what fucking got me murdered.
Yeah.
In that moment, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, which is what you just said.
Yes.
Because the moment Ben is referring to is I was driving to work, and very similarly, I was describing a crescent moon, which was completely obscured by clouds, and I got it. It got my attention because the edge of the crescent, the tip, if you will, suddenly appears in the sky, and it got my. I go, what is that? Holy shit! And then fucking. This clouds just moved over to reveal the crescent like it was painted in the sky.
Yeah.
Just like you said. And I thought that was the coolest fucking thing. And I was murdered. I mean, it was a classic, epic beat up.
Celestial Excitement with Eric Zane.
That's what brought all that up and all of that. And I was like, so I'm hearing Hot Wings tell a 3-hour story about the moon.
Okay.
And I'm going... It's going down. I'm going to start to like this around the room thing now because he's dead.
Yeah.
They're going to kill him, but I'm going to howl with laughter. I'm going to... Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yes. Give it to him. Fuck him in the ass. I'm walking the dogs. And then he gets done. And they go, wow, cool. Yeah, that's great. Man, all right.
Hey, I'm Joe, and that's it? There was nothing?
Fucking thing.
Oh, man.
None. You let him skate. What? I don't know. I don't like to comment too much, but what the fuck is going on?
Where's the...
What happened?
The ass beating. That would have been there years ago.
Oh, my God. It was a sight to behold. I texted Greg about that. I go, by the way, man, and I don't want to, I can't, if I grab it, I'll screw up the video for this. I can't, but I wrote, dude, I was waiting for it to happen.
Yeah.
Nothing. You didn't, nothing. Didn't respond to that. But
the show's changed, man. Things have changed.
There are other funny things that they like.
Yes.
Yes.
See, with the around the room thing, like, I get it if you do it the first segment. Can't wait to talk about blank. If you have, I mean, everybody has something interesting or whatever, but to do it every hour seems...
It's too much.
Yeah.
It is too much. From my ears, for me personally, I would be like, why don't you wipe that out?
But they do have something going there because my brother will catch the beginning of an hour and hear that, and he likes that because he likes them talking about personal stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So
absolutely. What, you had a perfect opportunity right there. What are you guys doing? Oh,
yeah. Fuck. Should have gotten a beating.
Yeah, I thought so. I was so excited about that. Now that they do other beatings. Beatings do occur
for sure
with great regularity. I was like, oh, good. Just give me this one, please. Yeah. Just let me win this one. No. All right. For you folks on the Freeview, hey, that's it. We rattled through 17 minutes. Wait a minute. You know what? I got more thing because there's another podcast. What's the matter?
Nothing. I just saw a picture of a butthole.
Oh, yeah. The asshole of the day. All I need is my drive.
Wow, that is graphic.
Yeah, that is a graphic butthole. And look, it's like you can't really tell if it's a boy or a girl.
Right.
What would you? I think
is
that's
that a
girl.
Sack or a veg? Yeah, I think it's a girl with some underwear on.
Perhaps. Yeah, Zaniac.
Or it's just one big lip.
Zaniac Tim made this for me, so
it's great.
And just with dry erase, you're right on the asshole of the day.
Oh,
today's
nice.
Asshole would be the guy who stole. You know Rick from TC Paintball?
Yeah.
Somebody stole his trailer from right at the place. He had this trailer that
here.
He uses to transport his shit. Somebody stole his trailer.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. Now. On to my final radio show that I reviewed before I end the Freeview for you folks on Facebook and Twitter. And I post the audio Freeview as well wherever you download podcasts.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Not a whole lot here when it comes to Tony Gates and Michelle.
I figured this is where it was going.
I don't really have anything too terrible to say about it. They've been around enough to... You know, they know what the fuck they're doing.
Right.
But they are, did you know that they are in all separate locations?
Yeah.
It sounds terrific.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. It sounds really clean. Like, don't ever go back to work clean.
Wow.
It's that, you would never know it.
Okay. I listen to a radio show that's just like that, but it's, you know, it's SiriusXM. They're dealing with, they had engineers come to their houses and set up stuff.
I don't know what the hell's going on, but it sounded great.
Because don't they have Travis just at the studio?
Yep.
And then they're at home?
Right. Well, they're both like 79, 80, 85 years old. These are high risk individuals for COVID.
True.
So don't ever leave the house again, in my opinion. But,
till April.
Right. So, they post their whole show. Like, okay, the way they do it is they still play music.
Yeah.
So they take all of their talk segments
mm-hmm.
and they put it all in one big podcast.
Okay.
Or, well, it's the radio show in podcast form. Like,
yeah.
It clocks in at like an hour 25.
That's it?
Yes!
Wow, that's barely anything.
That's fucking stealing money is what that is.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine only having to do an hour and 25 minutes worth of content?
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, I would love to only have to do that much content.
Yeah.
Wow. But, holy fuck. I'm like, Jesus. That's but it. That was my little trip around the podcast / radio. Dump.
Yeah.
And it's still freaking desolate. There's been another week of iHeart scaling it down. I guess a radio station in Detroit. You ever heard of 89X?
Oh, yes. And I just saw something on, I think it was Reddit or something somewhere where they're flipping formats.
Yeah, they did. They switched it to some type of country thing. It's deck chairs on the Titanic. This is CIMX. It's a Windsor, Canada radio station.
Okay.
And that was the home of Dave and Chuck the Freak.
All right.
And then they got picked to come to the Riff, blew out Drew and Mike, and the rest is history.
All right.
CIMX never recovered. No point listening. There is no point listening to music on the radio.
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Unless you have the Insane Asylum radio show that I do in Northern Michigan, because I pick all the songs.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Do you ever want to help me on the show?
Oh, that'd be great.
You can pick songs.
Oh, that'd be insane.
And then you can...
Can I do deep cuts?
You can do whatever you want. I mean, literally, they say to me, Eric, pick anything you want for music.
Wow.
And I do. And then just make the show. You should come in and actually record it with me. We could do like a radio show.
Okay. Oh, that'd be insane. Oh, I'd feel so anxious doing that.
Well, it's all recorded, so
right.
You know,
still,
we can clean it all up. You know, it's very manipulatable.
Oh man!
Did you ever do any DJ work on any when you were at GRD at all? Did you ever like
no?
Were you ever on the air for an air shift?
I did demos for I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Johnny Walker?
Yes. I did demos for him, but I never got to do, I was supposed to do like the midnight shift.
Okay.
But I never ended up getting to do it.
I would love to just do part-time on GRD.
Yeah.
Or even JT's working down in Battle Creek right now, or Kalamazoo. I'd love to be on there, just a part-time job. I would love to be on the air. But nobody can stand me, and I have no friends. So makes it very, very difficult.
Yeah. I just applied for another job, radio job. It's like assistant program something. I don't know.
What town does it say?
It's here.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is it? What's going on?
Well, it's just that Cumulus. I don't know.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm
going to apply.
I'm not going to hear
back. I'm going to send it over to Lori. You said, hey, how you doing? It's been a long time. How you doing? You still walking around with 18-inch high heels?
I'm sure that would go over great. She'd love to hear from you.
Sexiest heels ever. Oh, my God. I just wanted to suck on her shoes.
Oh, geez. Yeah, you always knew when she was in the building.
Don't say another word. You're never going to get the job if you contribute to this. You got to go, Eric, you should probably shut up, man.
I can't even get a board op job there. I'm not going to get this job. That pays more.
Okay. Shit. You realize we've been at this for 24 minutes already. So for
Holy
the folks
cow.
On the free view, look, this is how it works. The folks on Patreon, nothing stops. We say goodbye to you, and then we start saying, like, racist shit. And it's really terrible. We really just lose our minds on Patreon.
Talking about raping pigs and how the Pope is dead.
Yep, absolutely. It's gruesome. I'm going to cut the cord from you, and then it's us with them. But if you had signed up at patreon.com/Eric Zane, then you wouldn't have to worry about that, and you could get a whole lot more, you know? And then you get the whole archive. All the time, BBL with Ben. We're in April on BBL.
Whoa.
So April 27th.
Okay.
I only do two episodes a week of the Lost Zane recordings.
Oh, all right.
So, but just around the corner, 8 months from then, Ben shows up on the scene.
Yeah.
You'll get all of the clips when we're telling Doan to wake up.
There you go.
And on and on.
Days.
Yes. Okay. So for you folks on Twitter and Facebook, goodbye. Take care. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. That's the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast free view. Get more info at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks.